From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Moscow claiming the charges against 13 Russian nationals and three Russian companies for meddling in the 2016 U.S. election are, in their words, blather or nonsense. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference in Germany, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov questioned the evidence, as did longtime Russian politician and diplomat Sergei Kislyak.
The problem is that, first, I'm not sure that I can trust American law enforcement to be the most precise and truthful source of information about what Russians do. We have seen in the past so many things that proved to be non-true.
U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster's response was blunt when he said the U.S. will expose and act against those who use cyberspace, social media, and other means to do disinformation, subversion, and espionage. In the U.S. state of Florida, students and others took part in an anti-gun rally about Wednesday's mass shooting at a high school where 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz killed students and teachers. Cameron Caskey is a senior at that school, takes issue with what lawmakers are telling the public.
We're all angry. We're not confused anymore. We know what's going on. We know that politicians like Rick Scott and Marco Rubio are creating a facade, that this is normal, this is inevitable, there's nothing we can do to stop this, and people are realizing that we've been fooled.
The FBI has admitted it received a tip in early January about Cruz, but the FBI said they failed to act on that tip. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions looking into a review of how to deal with such tips. This is VOA News.